Off the Ball.
Rugby.
He enjoyed being out in the open country. But the pass that Gibson Park gave Ioane in that 65th minute, can't say enough about it. The technical beauty of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a hard thing to do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Anya Breen from Louth, we're here at the launch of the little Ladies Football League final day. How are you?
Yeah, good. Looking forward to Saturday. Hopefully it'll be an exciting game.
Yeah, it's been a very good league campaign for yourself so far. Did you set out at the start of the year as a league final and promotion for yourselves, or do you name that at the start of the year, that you say, right, we want to make the league final?
Yeah, look, we did. We set that as our first target of the year. We said, look, after last year, you know, we had missed out on league promotion, which was really disappointing. And I suppose that was kind of after the All-Ireland last year, that was our main focus, main target. And look, thank God we have achieved that.
And coming back in after winning the All-Ireland, and obviously this is a rematch, it's a grudge match between yourselves and Antrim, but is there a real positivity in the camp coming back? You must be just looking forward to pre-season, if anyone can ever look forward to pre-season, having won an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, look, it was definitely easier coming back after the win last year compared to the previous year after a loss. And I suppose it's a case of, you know, you have your sights set on new targets and new goals. And look, it was not a fun pre-season, but it was definitely a lot more enjoyable than the year prior.
And facing Antrim now at the weekend, they're going to have it out for you following that All-Ireland final. In a lot of post-match reaction, you know, anyone that's lost an All-Ireland final, they say, like, we feel like we had more to give. Finals are important anyway, but when you know that you're facing that kind of revenge aspect from them almost, how do you prepare for that?
Yeah, it is tough. And look, I suppose if you're on the opposite side, you know, you'd be thinking the exact same, that you don't want the team that bet you the last final to beat you again. But look, we just set our target on winning. We, you know, no different to every other game. We take each game as it comes. And look, I suppose both teams are well versed in each other. And look, Antrim are a fantastic team, and realistically it'll probably just come down to who performs better on the day.
And in terms of getting out of Division 3, you've been there for a good few years now, is there a pride aspect of that as well, being able to move up the ranks? Because it's unbelievable to win an All-Ireland final, but you know, they're graveyards sometimes, leagues, but people use them as like stepping stones, and you're trying out new players. But it's really good to be able to get promoted to Division 2. And when you look at the likes of Kildare and Dublin now coming down, the thoughts of playing them next year must be fairly exciting.
Yeah, look, it certainly is. You know, I suppose we looked at kind of, even Cavan is a good example there of, you know, back-to-back promotions. Look, you know, that's, again, we'll start next year and set our sights on that too, you know. But at the end of the day, it's exciting to be coming up against new teams. I think in one sense it is good that it's two up, two down, that, you know, every year you're playing at least three, four new teams. So it is really exciting, and, you know, we are looking forward to next year, but obviously the main focus is on Saturday.
Yeah, and when you look at the likes of Cavan and even Cork and Galway, who are all here today, having come up from Division 2 last year, now they're at the Division 1 final, like, it shows that there's a lot of momentum to be made in the leagues, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were actually just talking about that there, that, you know, it was Cork and Galway in the Division 2 final last year, and it just shows, I suppose, that there's not really much between Division 1 and Division 2. And look, you kind of want to be a team probably bouncing up and down between them rather than bouncing up and down between 3 and 4. You know, it just shows progress is occurring. And look, it's exciting to be playing at that higher level, because that's what we feel we're capable of doing and capable of performing at a higher level. We know it'd be no easy task, and probably pre-season would be 10 times worse next year again, but no, it certainly is an exciting time.
And an exciting time for Louth in general, like Gaelic football between the men's and the women's team. Do you feel there's a bit of a buzz over the last couple of years, particularly about the county?
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, in the last probably 12 months, you know, you've had, this is maybe the fourth or fifth final in the last 12 months between different county teams within Louth. So that certainly is exciting. You know, there's definitely that buzz back in the county, and you know, having that to support, whereas in previous years, you know, there mightn't have been that many finals for us to be going to or to be playing in. So it really is exciting. And look, between the men, women, underage, you know, it's great to see that development and great to see, you know, teams performing at a higher level and consistently doing so.
And something that's been a hot topic this year has obviously been the rule changes, and we know that the committee are going to be meeting at the end of the league because they were the trial. It was the trial period for them. How have you found them?
Yeah, look, really enjoyable. I think it's makes it a bit faster, makes the game more enjoyable to watch. You know, even going back and watching kind of club game last week, it's kind of, you can already see the difference of how probably slower the game is without the likes of the tap and go, or even, you know, there's a lot more kick passing whenever it's the tree up. I suppose probably there's maybe still a little bit of inconsistency in regards to the tackling rule, which, you know, has probably been the one thing we've really been emphasising, that we do want the change. You know, some games are still very physical, other games still the same as the old rule. So it's probably, yes, you obviously want to see that physical element coming in and staying in the game, but I suppose just more probably consistency around it is the big thing.
Something in your own line of work as well that probably feeds into it, a performance nutritionist, is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, do you bring a lot of that into the setup with the team as well? Like, would you be kind of their port of call for nutrition advice?
I try not to be, just because they probably listen to me enough given out about other things. So but it's definitely something that, like, you know, I would obviously try to share or encourage teammates if they come to me and ask questions around. But it's something that I've really emphasised, obviously, in my own playing career over the last number of years, that probably when I was younger didn't really focus on, and probably a big reason as to why I did get into it, as, you know, there's probably a lot of, you know, young girls don't really prioritise nutrition, and, you know, even at a senior level too. Like, so it is something that I try to encourage a lot of, you know, without being too forceful on them either.
Is it something that's like, is it really beneficial to you as an athlete working in that high tempo environment and working with other elite athletes? Like, does that feed into your own football then?
Yeah, I suppose you learn a lot from people that you work with as well, and, you know, how they approach games, and not even just from a nutrition perspective, but other areas as well. And look, it certainly has, and, you know, I've been lucky enough in that aspect to see, you know, players succeed at a high level, you know, that I've worked alongside. So it certainly has, and I've learned a lot from both my career that I can bring into my playing career.
And we saw a lot of young kids this morning around here for the launch as well. Do you think it's like, it's something that's really important, a bit of positive fueling, especially for young girls, around like that kind of body image area where girls might tend to underfuel? But do you think that kind of perception is changing now, and like younger girls are actually fueling for performance as opposed to aesthetics?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think sometimes you can see that there is a turning point of it, and then, you know, obviously, like you said there, things like body image and a lot of things on social media can have negative impacts on it. But I guess that's kind of the approach and that I would like to take, is, you know, just trying to encourage girls especially that it is a matter of fueling your body more so than just an aesthetic side of things. So it's probably it's a hard one to say, but look, like I said, that's probably the main reason I did get into nutrition and performance nutrition in particular, is because it's something that I probably, you know, struggled with when I was younger as well and didn't really know much about. So like, I hope some girls do take a lot from it, and that, you know, the focus is shifting slowly towards the fueling element more so than just the aesthetic element.
Yeah, and back to the matter at hand, the league final. Can you play with a lot of freedom in the final, knowing that you've got promotion secured? It's almost bonus territory, really, isn't it? These league finals, there's, you can kind of throw the shackles off and just play.
Yeah, like it's a funny one, because I suppose it's not like a All-Ireland final, or it's not like a semi-final. You know, you still know that, okay, well, at the end of the day, we're still promoted. But it probably does have that more of a relaxed element to it than other finals, because, like you said there, you know, you have that bit more freedom, because there's not as maybe much on the line, but at the same time, I know that we wouldn't be happy to lose at the same time, but it definitely does have that little bit more freedom aspect to it.
And just preparing now for provincial championships and championships going into the summer, how do you think the squad is feeling?
Yeah, good. Definitely, like, we have the winners of Wexford and Wicklow in our Leinster campaign. You know, I think that's a big part of the final now on Saturday, is coming out of that and having that momentum going into your first round of Leinster, because look, and that's probably what Antrim are thinking too. You know, they're going into their Ulster championship, they want to have momentum even going into the All-Ireland series. So look, that's kind of a main focus for us too, is having that and continue to build on what we've been doing over the last few months.
Bruna Devlin, how are you?
Yes, all good. Yeah, it's nice to be here. You know, it's Christmas holidays around here, so it's nice to be showing about.
Last gasp, meaning that you were here for the victory over Down. It wasn't easy.
No, definitely wasn't easy. I suppose you could say it was maybe a bit of a stolen victory in the end. But you know, we fought really hard till the final whistle, and you know, it's something that we wanted, so we thought, why not?
Yeah, well, a bit of a Hail Mary kick to win it 2 points down, the kind of last kick of the game. It's always great to come away with those victories, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think a draw still would have had us safe, but you know, it's still nice to kind of take yourself out of that just in case kind of area. But yeah, it was a great win, and you know, with the campaign that we've had so far, you know, just kind of topped it all off there, so it was good to finish like that.
Yeah, and for yourselves as well, having come up a division last year, like, it's always so hard to even maintain a position in the division up, but to get promoted again, it just shows the stature of the talent that's in your panel, doesn't it?
Yeah, the talent there is, it always has been there, to be honest. It's just kind of keeping it going, and you know, we've worked really hard this past couple of years, and we were kind of thinking that, you know, we can maintain our Division 3 status. You know, with the last time we were up, we went straight back down again, so even bigger bonus being promoted to Division 2, you know, it again, an even higher standard we're going to be pushing up to next season.
How hard is it to, because obviously you've done the bounce yourselves, you know what it's like to get promoted and then kind of get relegated straight away, but does that help this year in your preparation, knowing kind of what not to do?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you hear kind of people like saying, you know, when you go up and then down again, you know, it's a wee bit of a, I think we're called a bit of a yo-yo team, you know, and that, it does kind of sit in the back of your mind a wee bit, because, you know, we have the talent there, and it just kind of didn't work out that year, but yeah, we know the standard we're at, and we definitely didn't want to go back into Division 4 again. You know, once you're in, that's a really hard division to get out of. And so, again, we wanted to maintain Division 3 status. So, again, even sweeter now up in Division 2.
Is it something that you set out at the start of the year? Did you kind of say, right, we just want to maintain the status? Or is there a conversation had at the beginning of the year saying we can actually get promoted again?
At the very start of the year, no, it wouldn't have been talked about. Maintaining the status would have been our main kind of aim for the league, and then we got to, you know, a couple games in, and we were doing well, and we were doing really well. Not that it was really much of a shock for us, because, you know, we have the players there, we have the talent there, so we're pushing on, pushing well, and then, you know, it wasn't out of grasp for us, so we thought we'll try and take it anyway. So,
and just looking forward to next year, when you see Division 2, the likes of Kildare and Dublin coming down, how exciting is it to be facing teams of that calibre?
It's massively exciting. Like, never would I have thought that, you know, Antrim would, because we struggled so much getting out of Division 4, we would have been playing the likes of Dublin, Kildare and all them. But it just kind of shows the competitiveness of all the divisions in the league. It's hard to go up, and it's even harder to stay up then, no matter kind of 1-2-4. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. The standard, again, will be even higher. And again, we'll, next season, I'm sure we'll talk to whether we want to maintain that status, or we'll see how we're going to push on to that.
Because even seeing we've got Cork and Galway here competing for the Division 1 title, but just 12 months ago, they were both competing for the Division 2 title. So, like, when a team is on an upward trajectory, there's so much room for growth in these leagues, isn't there?
Yep. There's... like, the Division 2 final is the exact same as Division 1 final this year. Like, again, yes, like I said, it's so competitive throughout them all. No one's safe, no matter... I hate to use Dublin as an example, but, you know, it's just the standard. They're still at a very, very high standard. Division 2 will still be massively competitive too, but nobody's safe no matter what. county you're from or anything. So it's just nice to see kind of teams pushing up and pushing on up again. So yeah, looking forward to it.
In terms of the final then, it's a bit of a revenge mission for you, is that safe to say, against Louth? You know, they beat you in the All-Ireland final last year. Is that something that's going to be at the back of a lot of your minds?
It is and it's not. We kind of won it ourselves, one more than anything. We probably started playing too late in the All-Ireland final. Yes, it was only a couple of points in it. And then in the league, they had a good win over us. Again, we didn't play to our best of our abilities too, but Louth, where they were definitely unstoppable that day. And we kind of just want to keep pushing on. You know, they're just promoted as well. So it's nice that there's not really much between us. Yeah. But, you know, it would be nice to finally get one up on them.
And having the promotion already in the bag, though, going into the final, does it mean that there's a little bit of pressure off playing and you can just kind of go for it as a final and not worry about having to win to be promoted?
Pressure-wise, I think it all depends on kind of who pressure. I'd probably say it does a wee bit. Taking that wee bit of pressure off, it's nice. You can go out and play football a wee bit more freely and things like that. But still a final at the end of the day. We still want to win it. We still want to be lifting that trophy at the end. So, again, lovely. We're still promoted already. But we've put pressure on ourselves in a good kind of way. We're still looking to push on and win it.
And just from your own perspective, you took a break a couple of years ago to focus on your club, like playing football and Camogie, and it paid off. We saw Moneyglass being the first team from Antrim to reach the All-Ireland Senior Football Club title. How important is like that club success feeling into just the habit of winning in this Antrim team?
Yeah, I suppose it brings a good bit of competitiveness to Antrim too, and it shows the standard of football that Antrim are at, along with all them other clubs involved in that too. But yeah, it was a brilliant run. Was it something maybe on the cards at the start of the year for an All-Ireland final with them? Probably not. But look, it just goes to show that it absolutely wasn't out of our reach, and hopefully someday we'll get there again.
Was that semi-final victory over Kilmacrode Crokes, was that something that will just like live long in your memory? It was so historic.
I think so, yeah. Like I said, it was one of those games, you know, it was a bonus territory game for us. We had already won the Ulster Championship, which was kind of our main aim for the season. And that game, like I said before, we were kind of sort of playing. We were like, well, why not? So, yeah, it was probably one of the hardest game of footballs we've ever played, along with the final as well. And definitely up there with one of the sweetest victories too.
Yeah. Do you learn a lot about yourself as a player in games like that?
Absolutely. There's no time for, you know, feeling sorry for yourself or thinking maybe you're better than somebody else that's playing. There's absolutely no time for that there. We had a really, really hard year of playing football, and we all put the work in, and we've all grown as players, and we're all better for it. So,
and just Antrim as a whole as well, to see ye in the final of the league, but also the Camogie, your Camogie counterparts, like they've had such a great year. Like they beat Cork, they were just shy of beating Kilkenny and Galway. Does all of that feed into wearing the Antrim jersey, like successes of other teams?
Yeah, I think it was maybe, I don't know how many weeks ago now, we're all four coated one in the one weekend, and I think it was maybe that it's never happened or hasn't happened in a long time. But it's just really nice to see, and the Camogues, they are doing really well. It was a big step up for them in 1A, but I think they've held their own, and no matter what the results are, they've still put on performances every single game for that, and it's definitely something they all should be proud of too.
Does that feed into you as a squad then, even just successes from other teams in the county?
I think so, yeah. You know, when you see the likes of the Camogues beating Cork and they're winning games, you know, we're like, well, we want to be up there too, winning, beating the likes of, say, Dublin next year in Division 2. And it definitely does kind of, you know, feed that hunger a wee bit of wanting to push on and doing well for your county.
And just, I've asked everyone the same question, but because we're wrapping up the league now with the new rules, it was only a trial period. They're probably going to reassess them, mm-hmm. See what's going to be put in place for Championship. How are you feeling about them?
Yeah, I really enjoy them. A couple, you know, we with the two-pointers especially, it's they're hard to come by. And a lot of teams have it nailed, that they do it really, really well. But there's a good few, you know, the speed of the game is so much quicker now with the tap and go. It's just, you go and you can't not think about, because obviously your opposition can do the exact same thing. So a wee bit more thinking to go on as well. But I really enjoy them so far.
And you're looking forward to a summer of football?
Absolutely, yep, if the weather holds up.
Yeah. It feels like no one's gotten kind of a real run at like clean football yet this year.
No, it's all been dirty, scrappy football, which is great and it is nice, but you know, there's a time for that at the end.
Absolutely. And just in terms of a squad, how important would it be to get some silverware again? Like, you know, you're familiar with it from last year, but to get it again and just like knock on into Ulster Championship and All-Ireland Championship with a cup already under your belts.
Yeah, it would be an ideal start, hopefully to a season of that will have many more, even finals if even. So yeah, especially this one when, you know, it was kind of at the start of the year not really expected, but now very much within our grasp. It's nice to hopefully we'll kind of, it's the start of a long season of lifting trophies.
I heard Anya Lynch mention in a podcast, I think it was the Final Whistle one like a week or two ago, that she was adamant on retiring after last year's final against Loud, but just couldn't because of the performance and she wanted to give it another year. Is that a sentiment that a lot of people share across the panel, do you think, that it's unfinished business?
I think so, yeah. Especially now with the promotion Division 2, we want to push it on into Intermediate in Ulster and Intermediate in the All-Ireland too. So yeah, I think Anya feels like she's got unfinished business there, and if she is going to finish it this year, I don't know, but at least hopefully I'll be on a high if she does.
Emma Cleary, Cork captain, we're here at the little launch of the Ladies Football League finals. How are you?
Good, yeah. Great to be up here and looking forward to the weekend.
You were also here last year, Cork, except in the Division 2 final. It's crazy to see that yourselves and Galway coming from Division 2 finals last year to Division 1 final this year. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's funny enough, the two of us have ended up in a Division 1 final this year, but look, I think we've both just kind of put out consistent and a consistent league campaign and some good performances, so we've both found ourselves in a league final now.
It was probably, I think from my memory anyway, the most enjoyable and chaotic Division 1 league campaign I can remember, like going down to the final day, permutations everywhere, but you had the luxury of not even having to win in the final day because you got off to such a strong start.
There was a few funny results across the board, week in, week out. Even us, like our first day, you know, we only drew with Kildare, and like at the time we probably were slightly disappointed with that, but looking back, that one point has kept us above everyone else on the table, and how vital that one point actually ended up being and stuff. And I suppose even look, Dublin the last day beat us in the last round and still ended up going down, you know, as you said, a few kind of crazy results all over the place, but a really competitive Division 1, and like hopefully we'll benefit from all those games going into Championship now.
Yeah, do you think that's something that'll really set you up going into Championship this year better than last year, having competitive games week in, week out under your belt?
Yeah, I think so. I think we, you know, we probably coasted through with the Division 2 last year, now played an extremely tough Galway side in the final and came out the wrong side of that, but I think we just probably were a bit off the mark by the time we hit Munster Championship and we came up against Kerry and Waterford there. So look, hopefully that will stand to us now when we face Tip in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Galway again coming up this weekend. Is there a bit of a revenge on your minds from the Division 2 final last year?
Look, I think so. Like, we'll definitely want to right a few wrongs from the final last year, but you know, we know this is a completely new game, a completely new year, and you know, a lot of new players probably on our side, but maybe on both sides too. So look, we're really looking forward to it.
And you've had the chance to really use a lot of the panel, especially coming into that final day against Dublin when you knew you didn't have to win, but game in, game out, there's been wholesale changes made at every chance. Is that something that really keeps the competition alive of training?
Yeah, I think that's it. It's you know, we kind of, for the games during the league, we didn't know kind of what the team would be week in, week out, because as you said, it was so competitive at training, and I think a lot of girls put their hands up across the board and across the league, and like that's what you want going into Championship, and I suppose that's what the league is for, to find out these things and to try players and try different things, and I think we've done that throughout the league.
And Cork have always had a strong panel, always had strong players, skillful players. What is it that's clicked for you this year? Like, apart from that Dublin game, undefeated so far, really strong performances, what's different?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think it's probably a number of factors this year. I suppose we've made a few changes to our management team. We brought in Chris Hannan there from St. Val's as coach, and I think he's been excellent. We've a new S&C, Ross Howell from Douglas, who's had us in tip top shape. You know, we put down a hard winter, and then I think the new rules have probably suited us as well. I've kind of said this before, we're probably not the biggest and strongest team in the world, so we're probably kind of a bit fitter and faster. So I think even like the solo and go and the three up and stuff has kind of suited our forwards. So I think it's probably a number of things, and then I think a bit of confidence from winning those few early games as well, I think gave us good momentum, and hopefully we can keep that going into the weekend.
Even for yourself as well, like confidence with Aroge, going back to last year, like finally getting over the line in the club championship, is that something that feeds into your own mindset coming into the Cork jersey in whatever bleak January pre-season you have?
I think so. Like, I suppose personally, yeah, getting over the line with Aroge this year was unbelievable. It was our fifth year in a row, and again went to a replay. You know, such a tough battle with Ahada. But I think the club championship in Cork is at such a high standard. There's, you know, there's nothing between the teams, and like even I just think the county finals this year, the drawn game and the replay were just at such a high standard, and I think that has kind of fed into the Cork panel this year. You see the girls across the different clubs that we have, and I think the club football in Cork is at a really high standard, and I think, you know, we're benefiting from it now.
And in terms of a management team, you've got Valerie Mulcahy in there, and is there an expectation almost being from Cork in the history of Cork ladies football, such a strong team, that you should be winning All-Irelands automatically? People assume that from a Cork football team, but is it really important then to have someone like Valerie in the setup to say, like, this is the legacy that we come from, this is what we can strive for?
Yeah, look, I think so. Like, Joan Val is great, and to have her expertise, especially as a forward as well, is great. And I think the one thing she gives off is confidence, and she always she leads by example. You know, she's always telling us to be confident, which is probably something we've lacked in the last number of years. And I suppose, you know, we grew up looking at that great Cork team, but I suppose we have to put our own stamp on it as well, and we have to, you know, try and make a bit of history ourselves. You know, we can't keep looking back to the past at them. We have to work hard and, you know, try and achieve what we can. And, you know, it's great to have Val there and set up to look up to.
And you're probably, I mean, you're the captain, still so young, but one of the more senior players on the team. But when you're looking at the other end of the things as well, you've got like the likes of Shauna Kelly and Anya O'Sullivan have been incredible so far this year on either end of the pitch. Having that experience is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's probably what we've found throughout the league this year. We've got a good balance of some new girls coming in, the likes of Grace Murphy, and even having Rachel Leahy back. You know, they're young girls on the panel, but then we still can look to the likes of, as you said there, Shauna, Melissa Duggan, Mara O'Callaghan and stuff. And I think we've probably struck a nice balance of that throughout the league. So I do think you need a bit of both.
Yeah. And just in terms of players then that you might have lost, the first time that Cork has had no dual players in, I can't remember the specific number of years now, but losing Libby and Hannah Looney and maybe Aoife Healy heading off to Oz as well. Do you find that you fill those gaps okay, that the competition is still there?
I think so. Look, you know, I think it's probably getting harder and harder to do the dual. I know I'd never be able to do it, but look, I think, you know, I suppose we've dealt with it quite well up until now, and I think some other girls on the panel have really stepped up this year, having lost those girls. And, you know, all we had to do was we just had to get on with it. There was nothing we could do about it. So as I said, I think other girls on the panel have really stepped up.
And as of last weekend now, Cork had three teams in league finals. Two of them have lost. The mantle rests with you now. And I know yourself, your own personal collection, your dad's the manager of the Cork footballers. Will there be a bit of bragging rights now if you come away with the sole final win?
Yeah. Hopefully now we're the last ones left now to try and get a trophy, but yeah, no, it would be great if we could. So it's great that the three Cork teams were in the league finals, so yeah, be nice to bring home the trophy anyway.
And just in terms of that, just with the new rules, do you learn a lot from your dad, having the lads game had that extra year of the rules experience? Does he teach you a lot, or is it kind of an unspoken rule, you don't talk about it at the dinner table?
No, we probably do. We probably all we talk about is football, to be fair. But no, yeah, I suppose I'd watch a lot of the men's game anyway, so you'd watch a lot of the rules over the last couple of years, and you know, they made such a difference to the men's game. And I think the ladies' game was kind of going that way as well. It was becoming probably very defensive, like too defensive and stuff. So I think the new rules have been a great thing. So yeah.
Brilliant. But Emma, just a final word maybe on the Galway side that you face. They also had the last game in hand, you know, so they were kind of able to play the panel out in the last game. So tough. They've been scoring a lot of goals, and with that three breach, do you think that's their biggest threat, their goal scoring? I know they're dangerous across the field, but their forwards are sharp.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we know Galway so well at this stage. We played them a lot, I suppose, in Division 2 last year and even the All-Ireland stages. But yeah, I think I mentioned it earlier as well, their goal threat up front. Even the day we played them in Park Euring, you know, they scored two goals just after half-time. So we were lucky enough to claw back from them. So we'll have to try and nullify that for the weekend. But yeah, I think they've probably threats all over the pitch, but it's just see how we can manage that at the weekend.
Yeah. And you're looking forward to a summer of football?
Yeah, really looking forward to it, and hopefully a long summer ahead.
Okay, Gerrissey, we're here before the Division 1 Ladies Football League final. Bit of a photocopy of last year, Division 2. Did you think you'd be back here at all this time last year?
Yeah, it's funny the way it worked out that the two Division 2 finalists from last year, but well used to playing Cork now at this stage, so yeah, looking forward to it now in a couple of days.
Getting promotion to Division 1 last year, was that something that was really important for you as a group, just to make sure that you're playing like the top quality teams before the championship?
Yeah, I suppose that was our aim at the beginning of last year, to get back up. And then this year, I suppose we were just taking game by game, but got the performances and ended up getting to the final as well, so it was a huge bonus.
It's especially at the start of the year when you've just been promoted, is it a conversation that you have? Do you say like, oh, our aim now is just to stay up this year because we're kind of in new territory? Or do you target like a top flight finish like you did get?
I think we were genuinely just taking game by game, and we got the couple of wins, and then I think when you're winning games, it kind of keeps driving you forward. So that's, I'd say, how we got there in the end.
Is that sometimes just because you're not putting that much pressure on yourselves? Do you think that it does happen because maybe it's not this expected, we need to win all of these things?
Depends sometimes. I think we've played a lot of players and lots of people are getting game time and stepping up to the mark. So I think just the team are really playing well together, and hopefully have a good game now on Saturday.
Yeah, especially both yourselves and Cork were qualified with a game to spare. So did that make it even better for you as a squad that you had that game in hand coming in and you could kind of do whatever you wanted in terms of system and team that played that last game?
Yeah, I suppose it took off the pressure for the last game. Everyone got a bit of game time as well, so I got 60 minutes as well, so coming back it was great to get that extra time as well.
And how are you feeling?
Good, yeah, it's good to be back now, so I'm delighted to be back training.
I suppose Cork as a threat for the weekend, as a defender yourself, the new rules, do you feel that they've left you a lot more exposed maybe than you used to be with that 3 up, 3 down?
I think with the way we play, we don't really leave just three anyway, so I think we should be covered, and Cork have some threatening forwards that we'll have to mind as well, so I suppose we have to look at that as well.
Yeah, and I suppose a different approach to some of the teams we've seen Cork take this year is like a high long ball into Anya Sullivan. It's not something that we see a lot of in ladies football, but is it something that you're not used to marking in ladies football either?
I suppose, like, you know, the likes of Sarah Lynch and Brona inside, the long ball, like, they'd be well able to contest those 50-50 balls, so it's not something that we wouldn't be able to deal with.
And just looking ahead to the championship as well, and you've had a league campaign of Division 1 games under your belt so far. Do you feel a little bit better prepared this time last year heading into a summer of championship?
I suppose we've had some great games, and getting those couple of wins keeps driving you forward as well. I don't think last year that we had any like bad games either, so I think just keep working and keep working together, and I think it'll drive us on for the championship.
And just for the new rules, I know they'll probably be reviewing them at the end of the league campaign before they're definitely set in stone for the championship. Do you think they're all good to go, or would you make any changes?
No, I think they're good. I suppose it doesn't seem like there's much difference in the physicality so far, but I think the solo and go, and it really quickens up the pace of the game. And then, like, the two-pointer, we have the likes of Olivia and Kate Thompson popping them over, and it's a huge advantage as well.
Is that something that you as a team even are specifically practicing and training? Because on the opening weekend we saw a lot of two-pointers, and they've maybe kind of slowed down a little bit since then, but
I think the girls are just naturally gifted, and they're able to kick from long distance, so it's a testament to themselves.
It's great, isn't it? Because maybe there was a lot of conversation at the start to say that only a small number of players are going to be able to do this. Why would you bother including it? But seeing players doing it, especially for younger girls looking up, it's maybe something now that they'll train for that they wouldn't have bothered with before.
Yeah, I suppose it is encouraging girls to go for that longer distance as well. Probably would have been working it in a bit closer to the goal, and you know, it's getting a bit crowded in the backs then as well, so it does encourage teams to kind of push out as well.
And just in terms of the league campaign that was for Division 1 this year, it was probably the most exciting one we've had in a long time, wasn't it? Results coming down to the last day, score difference, different permutations all along. It's a great sign for ladies football.
Yeah, there was nothing between any of the teams, and even our game against Dublin, like, we didn't know until after the game that Waterford drew, so if they had won, we might have had to beat them in that last game. So there was so much competition in the league.
And the likes of Kildare and Dublin getting relegated after strong campaigns for both of them as well, it shows that Division 1 is really cutthroat.
There's nothing between any of the teams, really.
And is there something about this team that, you know, you've got so much quality, and you won Division 2 last year, you're back in the Division 1 final. What do you think you maybe need just to get over that line and get into an All-Ireland final and come out victorious?
I think we just need to keep pushing forward, and the games that we have lost, we've only lost very narrowly by a point or 2 points in the last couple of years, and we just need to stick with it because we have been so close. Sometimes it's down to a bit of luck on the day and just the way that the game goes, but yeah, I think we can definitely push on.
Is it that keeps bringing everyone back year after year?
Yeah, all the players have come back, and it's just because we know how close we are, and how we know that we can do it.
Okay, best of luck at the weekend. Thank you.
Thanks.
Roisin Rogers, Donegal ladies football captain. We're here at the launch of the Little League Finals Media Day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you getting on?
All good, all good. Donegal Division 1 ladies football has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Do you know, it's nice to get back up into Division 1. I think the last couple of years has been tough on us, trying to, I suppose, build on what we've been building over the last couple of years. So it's nice to, you know, get the promotion and then maybe hopefully get a cup at the end of it. So it'll be nice.
Yeah, it's an unusual one in the league finals in that, you know, you already have that promotion, so there's not as much pressure going into a final as with other finals, is there? You can kind of just let the shackles off and play.
Yeah, I think it's a bit different. I think, you know, we played Wexford and we knew we had to get that win to get the promotion, so we were delighted that we got the promotion as well. And I suppose, like you said, it's, you know, you're going up as well. I think it would just be extra nice to get a you know, a trophy at the end of it, like, so. And sure, we've played Cavan as well in the league, and it was a tough enough contest, like, so I think it'll, you know, lead into a challenging enough final, so looking forward to it.
Chat to me a bit about that Wexford game. I know it was not ideal conditions for football.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. It was the wind was, it was like a gale force wind. I think we were kind of deciding then, like, do we want to go against it in the first half, or, like, you know, go with it. But I think we just decided in the first half to just go against it and try and battle it out and get it done, and then kind of take it in the second half. But, like, even when you had the wind, I think it was a detriment as well. Like, you couldn't really kick it because it was flying like 20 metres and you were only tapping it. So I think a lot of the ball had to be played through the hands, and we were delighted to get over the line then with it. But it was definitely a battle to have, I'd say.
That's an unusual one as well. Would you always go against the wind? Do you think it's a, is it a mindset thing?
Do you know what? I don't even know. I think it depends. It just depends on the day too. I think, you know, like, I think there's sometimes like days like that, you're like, you know what, let's just do it now and get it done with, kind of thing. And then I think there's other times where it's like, Jesus, the wind gonna die down or anything like that. But I suppose at the end of the day, I don't really make the final decision. It depends on what way anyone else wants to do it. And I just kind of get told how to do it. But like, again, I think that day I was kind of more happy to play against the wind just to have it done and not have to worry about it going into the second half then. But no, I was chuffed that we went against it the first half, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, it paid off. You held them to one point when they had the wind.
Yeah,
so it puts the pressure on them then, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think, like, as well, you're kind of conscious as well. Well, from a defender's point of view, it's like when they have that wind, like, you kind of have to push out a little bit more in case, because the two-pointers with the rules too. So I was really conscious. I was like, God, they're going to had a lot of two-pointers here. And I think we were just trying to really, you know, push out and try and get them. So it was good. Like, we enjoyed it. But, you know, getting the win at the end of it really helped.
Yeah. And facing Cavan now, as you said, you've already faced him this year. I mean, Ulster rivalry doesn't really get any better than that for a final, sure, doesn't?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I think we were actually just talking there, like, it's so nice to have kind of like two Ulster teams in it as well, and then for it to be played in Clonus too, it's like, it's where a lot of Ulster final games would be held, and it's got like nearly a bit of familiarity about it, so it's nice to kind of have the cups coming home to one Ulster team anyway, at least, so it'd be great. And we played them in the league as well, and I think they got that early goal at the start of it, you know, and I suppose we were kind of, you know, chasing our tails a little bit because of that too then. And I suppose at the end of it, there was a kick of the ball on it, so Cavan's undefeated for a reason in the league, so it's been great. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a big challenge for us, and, you know, hopefully be able to get the cup at the end of it then.
And we've spoken a lot so far this year about the new rules, you know, trial period at the end of the league as a defender, and, you know, like, as a captain of a senior team, how do you think it went? What changes kind of would you make? Or
I think it's been like, it's really added to the game. I think you can definitely see from like the men's game last year, they had it in last year, and it added such a freshness to it nearly. Everything was, you know, faster, and that those kind of middle eight players, they really had to build up in their physicality and their athleticism nearly, because they're flying up and down the field. And same kind of happened with us too, like every team had to nearly adapt to it, and it wasn't just a case of putting, you know, 15 people behind the ball and like building this big, you know, low block and, you know, trying to transition up with those 15 people then. Like, it was, it's a big case of like, it's a running game, you know, like you're going up, you're transitioning, you're coming back, you're trying to, you know, set up or play your one-to-ones and things like that. So I think it really has added to it, and I think everybody was craving nearly that little bit more physicality, and it's not giving away as many frees, and if the frees are going, it's the solo and goal's been added in, so it still adds a good flow to the game. And obviously, if, like, say there's times where you get a free and you might want not solo and goal, you can take your free then if you want to. So I think it's given you a lot of freedom in how you want to run the game, so it's been great. Like, I've really enjoyed it anyway so far.
It suits you as well, the day job, personal trainer. Yeah, you're studying as well in that area.
Yeah,
you're crying out for that kind of physicality, are you?
Yeah, it's great. Like, you know, like, it's handy as well. Like, and the gym work this year has been so, so important for, I think, everybody, you know, like, because there is that physicality side of it where you have to, you know, push in and you know, be able to take hits, and I suppose be able to give them back as well at the same time. And we were saying as well with like the forward side of it too, like, it's great for them where they don't have to, you know, they're not going into things and getting a free when you're straight through on goal, say, or something like that. It's good for the defenders too, where you are able to kind of put that wee bit of heat on them, and like, they're not going to, you know, take the free and take a handy free too. They're kind of wanting to push on to and get something out of it, so it's great to be able to have that, you know, physical side of it. And yeah, the gym works really important as well. Yeah. Too, yeah.
Have your services been called in a lot now?
Yeah, getting in there, getting done as well, so it's great. Like, here, I enjoy it, it's a bit of crack too, so it's fun.
And just to touch on last year, you saved your senior status, you lost the you won the relegation final.
Yep.
How important was it from a pride point of view for Donegal to stay senior football?
It was massive. Like, the last couple of years we've lost a lot of players, and you know, that's not new news to everybody. Everybody knows that we've lost so many different players, and we were definitely in this transition period of trying to build and new players coming in and trying to develop them as well as ourselves, and trying to progress through that. And I think last year when we were in that relegation, we've played Armagh in the first relegation round, we had lost them, and I think that really hit us really hard, and we were really upset about it because we didn't want to get relegated down. And we had one more chance to do that when we were playing Leitrim then in the last round of the relegation, and to come out of that and be able to stay in senior. I think a lot of people were kind of wanting us to maybe say to us, oh, would you just not be better going down maybe, and like, you know, developing them and intermediate. But I think for our point of view, we really wanted to stay in senior and keep progressing and keep playing the best football that we can play. And, you know, we did that then, and it really meant a lot to us to be able to stay up in senior. So it's a big push now and keep developing what we can in the senior championship this year.
Yeah, speaking to Emma Cleary from Cork earlier, Cork and Galway, obviously they were in your positions last year, Division 2 finalists, now they're in the Division 1 final, and they were even saying that like their preparation now for the championship, before championship even begun, they feel better prepared because they've been playing Division 1. Is that something you're already looking forward to maybe next year, having that under your belt?
Yeah, like going into Division 1, it's a big, big challenge. And I think that's with anything. If you're in senior, if you're going from intermediate to senior, Division 2 to Division 1 or 3 to 2, it's always going to be a step up in the physicality and in the skill level and what you have to do and progress it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, having those challenges ahead. Like it's only going to make us better, and we're only going to take learnings from it, and that's really important from our point of view. When we started this season, it was a lot of wanting to just keep progressing and keep building on what we have been doing over the last couple of years. And if that looks like, you know, winning games or taking losses and learning from those losses, then that's what we have to do to keep building it. It's not going to happen overnight, you know, as much as everybody would wish it did. It was just like, right, we're back on it again. But unfortunately, those things don't happen. It takes time and it takes patience, and I think that's what we've been doing and developing that throughout this campaign. I think if you said to us back in December that we would be in Division 1 next year and we'd be in a, you know, Division 2 final, you know, we would 100% take it. So we're happy to be where we're at the minute.
And you mentioned Clonus for the game, obviously, you know, synonymous with Ulster Championship. Mm-hmm. There's probably a bit of a revenge game due up this year, is there, after that result to Armagh last year in the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, you know, Ulster is definitely, it's different this year because Tyrone's up as well. Like, so it's actually really nice having the three games rather than, or three different teams, sorry, in it, and it, rather than just being a straight final. Yeah. I think the last couple of years it was just like a straight final, and it's been hard when, you know, it's a straight final. It's like, this is it. It's kind of like be all and end all. There's no margin for error kind of thing. And
yeah,
last year, you know, Armagh are a quality side, and they've really been building a lot the last couple of years as well. Like, and, you know, we had kind of came into the game and we were a really young side with not a lot of experience and that side of it, whether Armagh had so much experience and they were able to do so much with it. And I suppose playing back in Clonus then, like, you associate Clonus with, like, you know, Ulster finals and coming home with cups, or, you know, leaving cups behind you. So it'll be nice to go into it and hopefully maybe come home this time with a cup and not without one this time.
Shauna Lynch, Cavan Ladies Football, Division 1 football, has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable. I think it's been a long time coming for us, or a long time wanting to come for us. So it's a great feeling, unbelievable.
First time that Cavan will be up in Division 1, I found it hard to believe. It feels like you're always just like so important in the sphere of ladies football, but how important is it for you to actually broach that gap and be a Division 1 team?
Yeah, it's absolutely massive. Like I said, like, it's been coming the last few years. You know, we've been knocking on the door, and we've contested two league finals back years ago, back when there's only one team promoted. So to finally get there is just class. It's historic.
Yeah, and back-to-back promotions, it's not easy, but you take a look today at the likes of Cork and Galway. They were Division 2 finalists last year, now they're Division 1 finalists. It just shows that there's a real pathway there for teams that are on an upward trajectory, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Look, two top teams there, Cork and Galway, and an unbelievable, you know, path, like winning or competing in Division 2 and then straight up to Division 1 to compete in the final again. But yeah, like ourselves, you know, I think we built on a team last year and progressed this year, you know, playing better teams and tougher opposition, and really progress as a team, and yeah, doing really well for ourselves, thankfully.
Yeah, Donegal now, a nice tasty Ulster final for the league final. They're also going to be champing at the bit to get a bit of silverware, because the pressure's kind of off, isn't it, really, once you've secured promotion. Like, it's great to get up and then you can just take the final with a little bit less pressure than usual, do you think?
Yeah, definitely, I would think so. You know, having secured promotion has taken a little bit of pressure off, but I've no doubt both teams want that silverware just as bad as each other. It would really, you know, put the icing on the cake. So gunning for Saturday, I'm sure they are as well.
And Clonus as well as location. How good is that?
Yeah, Clonus is class. Like I said before, definitely associate Clonus with Ulster Final Day and two Ulster teams, so no better place to have it. So really excited, and it's a great venue.
And for Cavan, like, the club success is something that, you know, we've seen, especially with Knockbride and Mullaghorn in the last couple of years at the All-Ireland stages, and the underage success. Is that all feeding into this team, and just slowly but surely it's gaining momentum year by year?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, unbelievable, the, like, Knockbride have done phenomenal in the club championship last year, and as well as Mullaghorn, you know, and then you have the schools, like, you have Loretto and you have Ballyborough, to have done unbelievably, you know, in the All-Ireland stages as well, and obviously our underage success has been class. So it's, you know, you've been waiting for it to come and come and come, and it's finally, you know, it's coming to the fore, which is great that it's transpiring into the senior team.
Yourself as captain, but you also, you know, ably assisted by Aisling Sheridan as vice captain. How important is it to have her back in the fold? I know she took a year out in 24, but is it great to have someone with that, like, professional sports experience and just leadership qualities?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously she was away in Australia, and, you know, that I'm sure gave her, you know, a taste of the professional world and what that's like, and, you know, she brings that to us, you know, like every session, and she drives it on, and she's a great leader to have there as well.
Is it something that's great for younger girls to look up to, saying that, yeah, she made the move, but she also came back and is now choosing to play for Cavan? It makes it a little bit more appealing.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously she had her taste in Australia and enjoyed her few years there, but, you know, Cavan is home, and, you know, she always wanted to come back and play for Cavan, and, you know, she's excelling there, and it's great. And, you know, for young girls, exactly, to look at that and be like, she went and done that and she came back, and, you know, Cavan was still there for her, and, you know, I think that's really inspirational for younger girls.
Something that we've spoken about a lot today so far has been the new rules and the fact that they were being trailed during the league, and they'll probably take a look at that now and see what to put forward for championship. As a defender yourself, what do you think of them?
Yeah, look, I think they're really good. Definitely have had an impact on the game, and, you know, as we're looking at them to see, you know, what they're going to do, like, I can't see any, like, I think they're all have had, all had a positive impact on the game, and, you know, helped grow the game, and, you know, put us on level playing field, like, you know, obviously with the men as well. So I think they've been really positive so far this year.
You'd keep them all?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, is there anything that I'm like, you know, that you don't, I feel like they've all impacted the game, whether it be positive, like, mostly positively, or, like, do you know, the three up has probably had a really big impact. I know against us, against Tyrone, probably they may have conceded three or four scores from that. Like, you know, that can go your way or obviously go against you. But, you know, it is definitely impacting the game.
What have you found most challenging to adapt to yourself? Like, is it the solo and go as a defender? Because you have to, like, the impulse to just put your hands on the player.
Yeah, definitely. I think the initial, like, you know, the first few weeks, you know, it's great when you're solo and go and you're gone. And then if the opposition do it, you're like, oh God, you're like on the back foot immediately. And then obviously the initial thing is to, like, put the hand in or whatever, so that is definitely a big thing as well. And like that, I think it can obviously go with you or go against you massively.
Is it something that you've just had to, like, really drill into training from the get-go in terms of the new rules, or did it feel that different?
I think that was one of the things that was actually a massively influencer, you know, a big kind of emphasis put on the tap and go, like, every session, you know, if there was, like, you're in a game situation and it was like a free concede, it was like tap and go was, you know, probably the main thing. So I definitely think that has a big impact on it.
So, and not to look past the league final, but after that we'll have Ulster Championship and then Intermediate All-Ireland Championship. Are you looking forward to the summer ahead of football?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like, the Ulster Championship kicks off, I think it's only 2 weeks after the league final. It's great to, you know, get straight into Championship, but obviously this weekend is our focus at the minute, but you kind of have that in the back of your head at some, you know, to some extent. And then obviously All-Ireland stage, we would have been disappointed with how we got on last year, you know, being knocked out of quarterfinals. So that's on our radar this year, so hopefully.
Brilliant, Sean, thank you so much, and
thank
best
you.
Of luck.
Thanks so much.